Last Sunday, I want to remind you of what we talked about in case some of you were not here.
我现在简单的重复一下上星期讲的什么，可能你们有的人没有在。
Last Sunday, we learned that everyone is tempted.
上星期我们讲到每个人都会被试探。
We discovered that temptation is not sin. It's not a sin to be tempted.
我们知道被试探本身并不是罪。
And we learned that God will never let you be tempted more than you can bear.
我们还学到了神永远不会给你超过你负担能力的试探。
And he always makes a way for you to escape from temptation.
他总是会给你开一条出路。
Today we're going to talk about how to escape from temptation.
今天我们来讲一讲怎么样逃开试探。
The most common human reaction to failure and sin is to blame someone else.
人的本能就是在什么事情不对的时候就去埋怨别人。
If I steal something, then I blame my employer and say, well, he didn't pay me enough money.
如果我偷了东西，我埋怨我的雇主给我的工资太低了，所以我不得不。
If I tell a lie, it's because my mother is too harsh in her discipline and I'm afraid to tell the truth.
如果我撒了谎，我的借口是我妈妈太严格了，我害怕，所以不敢承认。
If I go too fast and the police stop me for speeding, it's because this is a silly place to put a speed sign.
如果我因为超速被警察停下来，我会觉得这个地方这个限速不太合理。
Now, James, in this verse in the Bible, is going to tell us who to blame when I sin.
在这一章节，雅各就给我们讲了一下，我们到底应该怪谁。
This is very helpful because one of the secrets to being victorious over temptation is to know where temptation comes from.
我们必须要知道试探的根源到底是什么。
James asked the question, where does temptation come from?
雅各问，试探到底是来自哪里呢？
The Bible said that sometimes temptation comes from Satan, the devil.
圣经上有说到，有的时候试探是来自魔鬼。
Sometimes it says that temptation comes from our culture, from things around us that make us tempted to do things we should not do.
有的时候试探是来自我们身边的文化、生活环境。
Certainly, the advertising on television in this country is driven by temptation.
在这个国家，电视节目、广告等都充满了试探。
Our culture in this country is sexually charged and seems to want to tempt everyone.
我们这个国家的文化，带着很重的与性有关的色彩，对。人们都有很大的试探。
Now, while all those things might make temptation worse, none of them is the cause of our problem.
的确，这些都是对试探有推波助澜的作用，但是它并不是根源。
James says that when we are tempted, it's because of our own evil desires.
雅各说，我们被试探其实是因为我们自身的私欲。
So he's saying that the real reason I don't tell the truth is because I don't want to suffer the consequences of my sin.
其实我们撒谎不敢说实话的真正原因是我们不想承担罪的后果。
Or if I tell the truth, I'm going to offend someone who's important and that will cause me pain, and so I really want to save myself pain, so I don't tell the truth.
如果我说了实话，也许我会得罪一个很重要的人，这个人会给我带来痛苦，这样我就不敢说实话。
When James says that we are led astray and enticed by our own desires,
雅各说， 当我们被试探的时候，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
The word for entice in the language of the Bible is a very special word.
这个诱惑这个词在圣经中是一个很特别的词。
Do any of you remember the story about the squirrel I trapped in the church last week?
你们记得我上星期讲的关于抓松鼠的故事吗？
The part of the trap where I put the peanut butter, that's where the word entice comes from.
在笼子最中间我放花生酱的那个地方就是诱惑这个词的用在那儿最恰当。
You remember that the way I took the squirrel's freedom away from him was to give him something he really wanted more than his freedom right now.
我最后让这个小松鼠给他自由放他走的时候是给了他更大的 他更想要的东西。
So the problem with my culture is not really my culture.
我们文化的问题其实并不是问题的根本。
And it's not really the devil who's my real problem.
魔鬼也不是我最大的问题。
The real problem is I desire something that I know God has told me not to do.
我最根本的问题是我想要一样神告诉我不要去做的事或者东西。
Now this, here is a really important point.
下面有一个特别重要的一点。
The secret to resisting temptation is to change my desires.
抵御诱惑的办法是改变自己的欲望。
James tells us the positive motivation for resisting temptation.
首先，雅各从正面来讲，抵挡诱惑的好处。
He said, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, and when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him."
雅各先这样说，忍受试探的人是有福的。因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
So if I resist temptation, I enjoy God's blessing.
所以如果我能够忍受试探，我就能得到从神来的祝福。
And God gives me the reward of life.
神就会给我生命的冠冕。
And he chooses me as someone who really loves him.
他拣选了我，是因为我是真心爱他的。
Then James gave us the negative reason to resist temptation.
接下来雅各又从反方面来讲，我们为什么要抵挡诱惑。
When desire has conceived, he said it gives birth to sin, and when it is fully grown, that gives birth to death.
他说私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
James uses the life cycle that leads eventually to death as an illustration of what happens when I'm tempted and then I sin.
雅各这样给我们讲，就是说，如果有了私欲，会有什么样的结果？最后的最终后果是死。
He said, my desire is like a little monster somewhere inside of me.
他说，我的私欲就像一个小的鬼怪。
So instead of dealing with this illegitimate thing in me, if I encourage it, it gives birth and it becomes sin.
这个鬼怪在我的心里，如果我不及时的处理它的话，它就会怀了胎生出罪来。
If instead of repenting of my sin and turning away from my sin, I actually defend my sin, I increasingly get in worse and worse trouble.
如果在这个时候我不忏悔改过的话，最后这个罪就会生出死来。
It's like my sin is this little monster, and I put lipstick on it and a nice little suit, and I like to pretend that it's something that's not very dangerous.
如果我不忏悔，反而来为自己的罪辩解的话，就像是我把这个小鬼怪还打扮得花枝招展的，把它当成一个好东西。
I tell people I'm not envious, I'm just ambitious.
我找借口说，我并不是嫉妒，我只是有野心。
I say, oh, it isn't a lie, I'm just exaggerating a little bit.
也许我会说，我并没有真的撒谎，只不过是稍微夸张了一点。
I didn't steal anything from the place where I work. I'll bring it back someday.
我并没有从我的工作场所偷什么东西，我会把它送还回去的。
So, if I do this, then the sin grows and it gets bigger and bigger.
如果我这样来隐瞒自己的罪的话，罪就会越长越大。
And so it becomes a monster in my life that destroys me and brings about my death.
这样这个鬼怪就会越长越大，最后彻底的击毁我。
Illustrations of this are, for example, drug addiction.
举个例子来说，就像是吸毒品。
Or an affair that leads to adultery and then destroys my family.
或者是婚外情，最后导致了家庭的破碎。
So James is saying that if we want to live and not let this monster grow and grow, we need to do something about it immediately.
所以雅各说，如果我们想，像神教我们那样去生活的话，我们必须在这个罪还很小很小的时候就立刻来应付它。
If I deal with my temptation when it's only a temptation, it'll never become a monster and never take my life.
如果我在被试探的时候能够抵挡住试探，那他就永远不会生出罪来，也不会生出死来。
Later, in chapter 4, James tells us how to resist temptation.
在接下来的第四章，雅各又讲到如何来抵挡诱惑。
In James chapter 4, verse 7, he says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."
在雅各书第四章七节，他说你们要逃离罪，这样你就你们要顺服神，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
When he said submit yourself to God, he meant surrender completely to God.
当他说你们要顺服神的时候，他的意思是说你要百分之百的顺服神。
I'm asking God to give me a deep desire to live for Him.
我向神祷告，要他给我一颗要为神而活的心。
I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me love Jesus more than I love anything in the world.
我向神祷告，要让圣灵来帮助我，让我爱神超过爱世上的任何东西。
So you and I have to, when we're tempted, make a choice.
在我们受到试探的时候，我们都要做出一个选择。
What do I desire more?
我到底最想要什么？
Do I desire the thing that I want that is not God's will for me?
我是真的想要我自己肉体想要的东西，不顾神到底要我做什么吗？
Do I desire my pride or my wealth?
我是不是特别看重自己的尊严和财富？
Do I desire my own comfort? Do I desire the things that I want that are forbidden to me?
还是我特别想要自己的生活舒适，甚至于是一些我不该有的东西？
Or do I desire a close personal fellowship with Jesus all the time?
还是我最想要和神在任何时候都有最亲密的关系。
In 1 John, it says light has no fellowship with darkness.
在 约翰一书里头说，黑暗和光是没有交集的。
If we're honest, we have to say that when I give in to temptation, I've given in to my own desires.
如果我们真的说实话的话，我们被试探的时候，是不是有的时候是被自己的私欲控制了？
What can I do to desire God more?
我怎么样做才能让我自己最想要的是神？
I think we should worship him every day, 7 days every week.
我想我们应该每天、每星期、每天、时时刻刻都崇拜神。
Don't wait for Sunday to sing great hymns and songs like we sang this morning.
不要等到每星期只有主日崇拜的时候才来敬拜神。
When I'm driving, I sing about Jesus a lot.
在我开车的时候，我经常唱圣诗。
And the other drivers aren't bothered at all.
其他的开车的人并没有被这个搅扰。
When I worship at home and I'm having my devotion, sometimes I open the book and sing an old hymn.
我自己在家里灵修的时候，有时候我打开圣经，我也会唱一首很老的圣诗。
I want to tell God that I love him every day.
我想告诉神，我每天都在爱他。
I want to tell Jesus how important he is in my life every day.
我想告诉耶稣，每天他在我的生命中都是最重要的。
I read the Bible and I listen to hear God speaking to me through the words on the page.
我读圣经，从中来听到神要对我说的话。
I'm busy, so I have to make time in my life to worship and create my desire for God.
我的生活很忙，所以我必须要特别的找出时间来敬拜神，来学习神的话。
When the temptation in your life seems almost unbearable.
当你觉得生活中的试探已经让你无法忍受的话。
That's like those warning lights on the dashboard in your car.
那就像你开的车给你一个提示灯，警灯亮了。
The temptation is a sign that my relationship with Jesus has gotten weak.
遇到试探是一个提醒，告诉你你和耶稣之间的关系有点薄弱了。
Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
耶稣说，如果你爱我的话，
John 14:15.
如果你们爱我的话， it is here, okay. 对不起。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。这是约翰福音第十四章这样讲。
So the way to resist temptation is to have a desire for God.
所以要抵挡诱惑的一个好办法就是要心里头想要神。
If I desire God more than sin, even Satan cannot tempt me.
如果我心里最想要的是神本身的话，那就连魔鬼也没法来诱惑我。
Paul said it this way. He said, "I died to sin and live to Christ."
保罗说，我在罪里死，但是在基督里活。
If you're dead to something, you're completely insensitive to it.
如果你死在什么里头，你就是什么都不知道了。
You cannot tempt a dead person.
没有人能够去诱惑一个死人。
Once I had some Christians who said some things and they hurt my feelings terribly.
曾经有时候，有些基督徒对我讲的话，其实也很伤我的心。
I went to my pastor and I told him my sad story.
所以我去找我的牧师，向他讲我的伤心事。
And my pastor put his arm around my shoulder.
我的牧师把他的手放在我的肩膀上。
And he said, Chuck, you just need to die a little bit.
他说，Chuck, 你就需要再死一些。
He said, people can't hurt your pride if you're dead to pride.
如果你心里没有这个对尊严的想法，在这样的想法是死了的话，你就不会被伤害。
If you're humble and you have no ego, people's insults don't hurt you that badly.
你如果特别谦卑，不太在乎自己的自尊的话，人们的话就不会让你觉得那么伤人。
After he said that, I wasn't tempted to defend myself anymore.
听了他这个话，我也就不再为自己辩解什么了。
I wasn't tempted to say bad things about the people that said bad things about me.
我就不再想说那些说我坏话的人的坏话了。
My pastor told me the person who offended me was more important to Jesus than my ego.
我的牧师告诉我，这个人，对耶稣来说更重要，所以我不应该太在乎我自己的自尊心。
So you see how this works.
就是这个意思。
The last piece of advice he gives us about temptation is to run from temptation.
第二点他给讲怎么样应付试探是说要逃避。
This is in 2 Timothy 2:2. It says, run away from temptation that captures young people. Always do the right thing. Be faithful, loving, and easy to get along with. Worship with people who have hearts that are pure.
在哥林多后书讲对年轻人你哥后what chapter?
2 Timothy 2:2. The third page.
I don't have it.
They're number 3.
说你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Norman Vincent Peale said part of the happiness of life consists in not in fighting battles, but in avoiding them. A masterly retreat is in itself a victory.
我要引用一位牧师 Norman， 他曾经说过这样一句话，说，快乐生活的一个窍门是，不要去想如何打一个仗，而是怎么样避免争斗。
If I ask you go home and secretly write down the things that tempt you the most.
如果我叫你回家之后悄悄地写下一个单子，都有哪些事情呢？对你是个诱惑。
What are your greatest weaknesses when it comes to temptation?
你自己在应付诱惑的时候有哪些弱点？
My next question is, how can you avoid those things altogether?
然后我问你，你怎么样能避免这些诱惑？
My wife and I, well, I'll tell you all of our secrets.
我下面给你讲一些我跟我妻子的秘密。
When we talk about money late in the evening, we sometimes argue with one another.
如果我们在晚上又是讨论钱的问题的话，我们有时候会，意见不合。
So to avoid arguing, we never talk about money after dinner.
为了避免这种情况发生，我们就规定说晚饭之后不能谈钱的事。
We only talk about money during business hours.
我们只有在公务时间才可以谈钱的事。
If when you watch TV, you're tempted to buy things that you can't afford.
如果你看电视，看见广告上的东西呢，你却买不起。
Stop watching TV commercials.
你就不要看这个广告就好了。
If there's another person, and when you're with them, you're tempted to gossip about other people's problems.
如果呢，你觉得有一种，想要去说别人，在背后说人家坏话的这种想法的话。
Agree with your friend that you'll talk about other things, but never other people's problems.
你就跟你这个朋友说，我们不要谈别人的问题。
If there's a place where you go and that's a place that tempts you to sin,
如果你知道是哪个地方，你一去了那儿就容易被诱惑的话，
go someplace else.
你就不要去那儿。
Don't go there anymore.
不要再去那里了。
It reminds me of the person who told his doctor, every time I sit in that chair, my back hurts.
如果我跟我医生说，我每次只要一坐到那个椅子里呢，我的后背就疼。
And the doctor says, "Well, stop sitting in that chair."
医生就说，那你就不要坐在那个椅子上。
Temptation is sometimes really that easy.
这个抵御诱惑有的时候就是这么简单。
The next thing the Bible tells us is to not to follow the bad example of cruel and evil people.
下面圣经是告诉我们不要去跟随坏人行恶人的路。
If there's another person and they're always encouraging you to do the wrong thing.
如果有人经常是想教你做坏事的话。
Let someone else minister to that person.
你就不要去跟这个人打交道。
Or be honest with them and tell them they have to stop encouraging you to do what's wrong.
或者你就跟他实话实说，告诉他不要引诱我做坏事。
The last thing that I'll mention is not to only run away from sin.
接下来我要讲，我们不光是要逃避罪。
Just running away from trouble is not very effective.
只是从罪逃离走，并不是特别有效。
It's better to run toward Jesus.
重要的是你向哪去跑，要跑向神才好。
So when you're running away from temptation, remember to run to Jesus.
所以在你从罪跑开的时候呢，要记得你要跑向神。
He's the one who gives us the strength to resist temptation.
他给我们力量来抵御诱惑。
Jesus is the one who gives us the courage to be honest and repent when we sin.
耶稣给我们这样的力量在心里，我们才能有罪的时候能认罪悔改。
Jesus is the one who's eager to forgive me and set me back on the path of righteousness.
耶稣在任何时候都非常愿意来原谅我们，把我们重新带到正义的路上。
So now I'm going to give you a recap and then I'm done.
下面我就来总结一下。
Die to sin and live to Christ.
在罪里死，在基督里活。
Desire God more than anything on earth.
最想要的要是神，超过世上任何东西。
When I'm tempted too much, recognize the problem is my desires.
当我遇到很多试探的时候，要知道我自己的自身的私欲是问题的根源。
Draw near to God in your daily habits. Worship and read the Bible.
和神在一块儿，经常读经。
Run away from temptation whenever you can. Avoid the battle altogether.
遇到试探的时候要逃离开，避免这样的争斗。
Don't take the bait.
不要上诱饵的当。
And don't get trapped.
不要被抓进牢笼。
Live and don't die.
活着，不要死去。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Jesus, thank you for making a way to escape temptation.
耶稣，谢谢你 在我们遇到试探的时候为我们开出一条路来。
Thank you for giving us the truth about the source of temptation.
感谢你告诉我们试探的根源是什么。
Help me to be honest about my desires.
帮助我让我能够诚实知道自己内心的欲望。
If I desire things that do not please you, please let me know that.
如果我想要的东西不是你愿意我要的，请告诉我。
Remind me to draw near to you in prayer and worship.
提醒我，在我祷告的时候，让我靠近你。
It's teach me that it's not cowardly to run away from my temptations.
请你教导我，逃离试探其实并不是胆小鬼的行为。
Lord, may I always run to you.
神啊，让我永远走向你。
Thank you that you're eager to forgive me when I sin.
感谢你随时随刻的愿意原谅我的罪。
To pick me up and put me back on the path of righteousness.
帮助我把我重新放在正义的道路上。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.